Good afternoon and welcome to Unity Church of Lights Silent Unity Prayer Service. We're so glad to be here today. It's raining out, but it's a beautiful day. The flowers are blooming. The earth is being replenished. And we're going to begin our prayer service with Sarah Carr Jordan reading the daily word.
Inner peace. Living from my divinity, I am at peace. It can feel so hard to find peace in the midst of troubling circumstances. I may feel like a lone leaf blown about by a harsh wind. It's precisely at these times I remember I am less like the leaf and more like the tree, my roots drawing sustenance and peace from my source. When the events of the world are scary, the state of my life is troubling, and the future anything but certain, I turn my attention to the tree, its roots extending deep into the ground, anchoring it in place. During Holy Week, I imagine Jesus having the stability of that tree. Even as the winds of oppression swirl around him, Jesus drew peace from his roots, his oneness with God. I am grateful that his peace then is my peace now. John 16 and 33 says, I have said this to you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you face persecution, but take courage. I have conquered the world.
Thank you, Sarah, for that beautiful daily word reading. Well, this is Holy Week, and we are going to take some time apart with our meditation this month. We're going to follow Unity's prayer service. So I want you to relax, take a few deep breaths wherever you are, and I want you to turn within and listen to these words that will be spoken. I'm going to speak them in the first person, so you might say them right along with me. So we begin with the knowledge of the nature of God. We know God is infinite peace, infinite wisdom, infinite love, and infinite life. All that God is, we can realize as the truth within us. So we begin with the celebration of the whole holy power within. The Christ, our true nature. So I want you to breathe in and breathe out, breathing in peace, breathing out peace. In the knowledge of God, my divine nature, I cease mental confusion. I come into the swift agreement, mind and heart sure and steady. Nothing can disturb my peace of mind or my harmonious heart, for I am anchored in divine peace. Breathing in, breathing out, settling a little deeper into this time of meditation, knowing that every step forward, I am faith-filled and faithful. With every step forward, I am faith-filled and faithful. In the knowledge of God and my divine nature, I lead my life by faith. The only evidence I need of fulfillment ahead is knowledge of my oneness with God. I faithfully place one foot in front of the other, confident and expectant. I faithfully place one foot in front of the other, confident and expectant. Breathing in, breathing out, rest a moment in that statement of truth. I faithfully place one foot in front of another, confident and expectant. Attuned to divine life, I heal and live fully. In the knowledge of God and my divine nature, I heal limiting thoughts about life. In God, there is no limit to life. In God, there is fullness and wholeness of life, health, well-being, vitality, and ease are mine as I attune to divine life within. And by the power of spiritual strength, I stand steady and ready. In the knowledge of God and my divine nature, I find spiritual strength to be an endless inner resource. In times of confusion and change, I stand strong and sure, steady and ready to bring clarity and resolution. I am spiritually strong. Centered in divine love, I am a harmonious presence. Breathe that in. Centered in divine love, I am a harmonious presence. In the knowledge of God and my divine nature, I embody divine love in the presence of others. In the knowledge of God and my divine nature, I embody divine love in the presence of others. My presence broadcasts harmony. I am a voice of harmony. I walk hand in hand with others, whether or not I share their world view. I live in the harmony of divine love. Breathing in and breathing out, filling every fiber of my being, hearing the call of Spirit, being obedient to the Christ within me, breathing in and breathing out, I allow myself to relax deeper and deeper as I make the journey within. I am a spiritual being on the path within to connect, to recharge, to re-energize. And as I come to the threshold of my inner chamber, I step over and immediately I feel unconditional love enfolding and surrounding and embracing me. And a peace settles in and around me. I know that I have entered into that place that knows no time or space, where I am filled with the vibrations of pure Spirit. And I take a moment and I rest and I trust in the quiet. And as we prepare to return to the presence of this room, we do so knowing that we have been given many spiritual gifts. And so we take a few more moments to pause and to give thanks for the gifts that we have received. And if anyone has asked you to pray with them, bring them to mind one by one and place them in the midst of this energy that we have generated. And we also would like to include anyone that has crossed the threshold of Unity Church of Light. We enfold them in love and peace. And we also embrace those perceived enemies. We embrace them with love, beholding the Christ in them. And we reach out across the universe to foreign countries, foreign leaders, to all beings. And as we close this period of prayer, we resolve to remain aware of our oneness with God and the oneness of all beings. God empowers us to live in a state of peace and faith, wholeness, strength, harmony. We know we are here to be the light of the world, which prayer makes possible. So in closing, let's recite together the prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is. And it is so, and so it is. And so we let it be. Go forth and create a wonderful month.